What's up, K-State fam? Eddie Greer here in rainy Manhattan, Kansas for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily, March 17th, 2021. This will focus quickly here on baseball here. As of course, obviously we have track going on. I'm going to be starting our outdoor season and, of course, another daily coming up about a couple of big freshmen's of the week. I want to get that covered as well, but this will focus solely here on baseball here, just to recap what took place with them down there in Texas, as it's been raining here most of the day in Manhattan, Kansas here, with this weird rain cell, and it's supposed to let up around, at least by the end of tonight, should be gone away here anytime soon. But hey, speaking of which there, you know, over the last weekend, obviously, they took on Northern Illinois and Rice in their games down there at Texas, and they fared pretty well for the most part. 3-4, obviously, off their last game, they got shut out by Rice 1-0, but they took the first game against Rice 8-3, and that was part of a doubleheader that they played. They played the last game, Northern Illinois, that same day in the morning, at 10 in the morning to be exact, and then they came back literally maybe 30 minutes later to play the first of a two-game set against Rice. But let's look down the scores here. They swept Northern Illinois 4-3, and then in extra innings, 3-1 there, so they took care of them, and then split the Rice series 8-3, and then offense got shut out against Rice, as I mentioned, 1-0. So they took 3-4 of that weekend set there. And folks, K-State folks, 11-5. Don't look now. K-State baseball, well over 500. 11-5, 68% to be exact there. So far, they're 6-2 at Toyton Family Stadium. They're 1-1. On the road, and they're back at home, I believe. Yes, sir, they're home. This weekend for their three-game set against the New Mexico Lobos, beginning at 6 Central here, Toyton Family Stadium. All games, well, actually all games except for one of them will be played in the afternoon. That's after the first. Then Saturday's matchup is at 4, and the finale Sunday afternoon at 1. And then the last non-con game will be Tuesday against Wichita State, your other rival from down south, 2 hours away from here. So, 4 more games left. They're faring pretty good so far in a non-con play, and you want to continue to win games, and your offense is doing pretty good. Your pitching has done marvelous things at this point. I don't have my note sheet with me at the moment, and I apologize for that, folks. But, hey, I mean, main thing is you gotta win ball games. Gotta win. And that's the main thing here. Pete Hughes has done a nice job here to this point. 4 more non-conference games ending with Wichita State. And they begin conference play here next week at the same weekend as well. They're going to be taking on Oklahoma State next weekend to kick off things. That's going to be down there in Stillwater there. So, common theme, the football team always opens up conference play on the road. Well, the baseball team will do the same thing here. 3-game set with Oklahoma State in the conference. As I've heard and seen, haven't dived a deep dug in the conference, but it's pretty damn good. So, but Kate, like I've been saying for the last couple weeks about the baseball team, the baseball team's pretty good. So we'll see what happens there. But first, they got to take care of business. 3-game set this upcoming weekend with New Mexico here coming up for the Batcast. This is Eddie Greer III, another Purple Project Podcast Daily in the books. Don't forget to check out the latest edition of the weekly episode of the Purple Project Podcast. We are looking at getting another one out here later this week.